Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Hey. We're holding the last line on Pei Dalid Amud Beis. And a lot of the discussion today will refer back to the Braisis and Mishnais that we already discussed yesterday. So, Om Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Notice Rav Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel. This will be important in another few lines. Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a bar in between two chatzeres. Mufleges mikoisel ze arbo u mikoisel ze arbo. Rashi explains that around each one of the chatzeres there was a wall. Wall for chatzer A and wall for chatzer B. There was no direct connection between chatzer A and chatzer B. Rather, in between A and B there was, Rashi says, like a small mavoi. In other words, like a small alleyway. And that alleyway did not open up to either chatzer. Rather, the people that lived in the chatzer, they would ignore that alley because there was no Pesach into the alley. But instead, if they wanted to leave their chatzer, they would go to the north or to the south, but not to the direction of each other. In that alleyway, there was a bar. And they wanted to use that bar for drawing water. So our Braisa tells us, and our Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, you have a bar between two chatzeros. Mufleges mi koisel ze arba, it's four tfachim removed from this koisel. Umi koisel ze arba, and removed from the other koisel of the second chatzer, also by arba. Ze moitzi ziz koshu umamale, ze moitzi ziz koshu umamale. If you want to be able to draw from the water on Shabbos, if you live in Chatzar A or Chatzar B and you want to draw from that water, by the way, how can you go and draw from the water? After all, we said that there is no Pesach between one Kosel or one Chatzar to the other one. So Rashi says, there'll be Mamale Derech Chaloinai. Apparently there were windows from each in the walls. So if you happen to be in Chatzar A or Chatzar B, you'd be able to go and draw the water through the Chaloinai. All right, but to get to the actual bor itself, it's four tvachim. That's considered to be quite far one from the other. Says Shmuel, you want to be able to draw the water, what you have to do is you have to build a ziz. A ziz means like a ledge or a protrusion from the wall. And once you do that, you can be mamali and go and draw the water from the bar. Now, what does this ziz accomplish? Says Rashi that the ziz is a hecker. What type of hecker? Hecker means something that is noticeable. We had the svar, of course, of hecker, the gabi elechi vekora outside a mavoi, where according to some, it's not for teiras machitza, but teiras hecker. Here too, we put up the ziz for a hecker. Now, what is the hecker that we need over here? So Rashi explains, we learned yesterday, we've learned in the past, that when two chatzeros have equal jurisdiction, equal rights of authority to go and draw from water or to use a wall or to use a charitz, which is in between the two chatzeros. If they happen to be very close to that bor, like a regular case, or if they are right next to the wall and next to the charitz, so then the right of usage or utility by Chatzar A interferes with the right of utility by Chatzar B, and the right of usage by Chatzar B interferes with the right of utility by Chatzar A, because both of them have equal rights to use of a bar or a wall, etc. And therefore they are oisrin ze al ze, one side asers on the other, because you don't have the sole rights to go and use this common area, I also have a right. Now, of course, the way to go and cure this is to go and make an Erev. But if you don't make an Erev, then each one does his own thing. And again, if it's within four tvachim, from the right and from the left, they would interfere with each other, and you would not be able to go and draw the water in the absence of an Erev. But over here we're talking about that it wasn't less than four tvachim, it was four tvachim, which means four tvachim or more. In such a case, we're going to see soon in our Gemara that there'll be a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara is going to use an expression according to Rav, Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Avir. If the only way that a person can go and interfere with the other person's rights is by throwing something, and we don't mean throwing something vertically, it means throwing something horizontally, if that's the only access that he has, he does not aser on the other person's rights. And therefore, for instance, according to Rav, as we'll see in the Gemara, another couple of lines, there would be no issue over here of both chatzeros drawing water from this middle boir, because since it's four removed from this koisel and four removed from the other koisel, there's no way that you can draw the water without throwing a bucket horizontally so that it should fall down into the boir, and then you would be able to go and pick up and draw the water up. So according to Rav, Ein Odom Oyser Chaveiro Derech Avir, that right or that ability to go and draw the water Derech Avir by throwing your bucket, this does not interfere with the other guy's rights. And so therefore both of them would be allowed to go and draw water without any hesitation, without any reluctance, without any issues. The fact that it says over here that you have to go and make a ziz is because Shmuel respectfully disagrees. And Shmuel says, what I'm concerned is that people are going to go and make a mistake. And they're going to go and say, if I'm allowed to go and draw the water when it happens to be four tvachim or more, then they'll say that I can even draw the water when it's four tvachim or less. But less you're not allowed to, because the two sides interfere with each other. And so therefore Shmuel says, you know what, build a ziz here on the wall. And everybody will say, well, why is there a ziz? Oh, I know why there's a ziz, that we shouldn't have an issue in a case where it happens to be less than four, when then it would aser ze al ze.
It's sort of similar to a lechi, what a lechi does for mavor.
Exactly right. So that's in fact what we said a couple of minutes ago. Exactly, you're 100% right. There's in fact a machloikis in our mesechta what the purpose of a lechi or koira is. According to some, it's mishum mechitza. It's like an artificial virtual partition. But you're right, there are other amiroim that said that it's mishum heker. So we should remember that this mavi is different than the rishus haram. And that's the reason why we make the heker over here too. If you want to take a look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Ze moitzi ziz koshu, mi kosloi ad lebor, umamali derech haloinoi, that's what the people on the Chotzer A do. V'chein zen, the same thing for the people in Chotzer B. The kibin de mefleg is dalid, since it's four tvachim away, le shalti be lesser ze al ze. You cannot have that both chatzeros are sholet. Sholet means that they have equal jurisdiction and equal authority in order to go and ask or preclude the other one. Why? Because they're too far away. To go and say, yeah, but they both have access to the mavi in between. As we said before, there is in fact no doorway from the koisel of the chotzer to that mavi. The only way that you can use this mavi is by throwing things through the window. Ubedin, who says Rashi, the ziz nami loyli boy. You don't need the ziz. El mishum heker ba'alma. Shlo yishtamshu birshus acheres shel shnayim b'loy erev. Because if you're going to say over here, we don't need an erev. Excuse me. People will think that even if they have, if they're both within four tvachim, they also don't have to make an Erev. But of course they do have to make an Erev, because they do interfere one with another. And then Rashi brings a raya from elsewhere that there is this inyan of making a heker. So that's the purpose of the heker here in the Gemara. Yemoitzi ziz and yemoitzi ziz. We go now to the fourth line of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda didei amar, Rav Yehuda himself was saying, in other words, until now it was Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and now Rav Yehuda says, afilu kanya, you don't even have to go make a major ziz. A ziz sounds like a ledge that you have to bring a construction company, and they have to go and add a few bricks with mortar and cement. No, you could even have kunim. Kunim are reeds sticking out, and that would be sufficient for purposes of a heker. That's the end of the first halach. So it says now the Gemara, Omali Abai Rav Yosef. When Abai heard this, he said to his Rebbe, to Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda to Shmuel. What Rav Yehuda just repeated, he must have been saying it in the name of Shmuel. Now, the truth of the matter is, we don't really need a bayit to tell us that, because the Gemara started off, Om Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. So there's going to be both a Havamina and a Maskana. According to the Havamina, Abaye did not hear that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. He only heard Rav Yehuda speak without attributing it to either Rav or to Shmuel. And as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, and as we know, Rav Yehuda originally was a Talmud in the yeshiva of Rav. And then when Rav passed away, Rav Yehuda moved to the yeshiva of Shmuel. And every once in a while, the Gemara says that Shmuel asked Rav Yehuda, tell me, what did Rav say about this and this issue, about this and this question? So, whenever Rav Yehuda would speak anonymously, just Rav Yehuda, I don't know whether he's saying the name of Rav or saying the name of Shmuel, or perhaps he's even saying in his own name. So now, Abaye was commenting, and again, according to the Havamina, we did not have in the Gemara Omer Shmuel, it was just Omer Rav Yehuda, and Abaye is saying, oh, you know what you just said to Rav Yehuda? That's the Shmuel. That must be Shmuel. Why? The Eider Rav, if you're going to tell me Rav Yehuda is saying the name of Rav or Omar. Rav said, Eino modo oiser al chaveroi derech avir. The only time that two reshuyos can interfere with each other's rights to require you to make an Erev, that's only if you can go and be mishtamish al yedei Pesach, al yedei Shushul, al yedei Zerika, the things that we mentioned yesterday in the Gemara, where it's a relatively convenient or even relatively inconvenient way of being mishtamish, but you can be mishtamish. So my rights of shimush and your rights of shimush, I'm in chotzer A, you're chotzer B, they interfere with each other. Boom, oisren ze al ze. However, if the only way that you can use it is derech avir. Now, yesterday we also spoke about derech zrika, but that zrika was talking about that you had a wall which is 10 tvachim tall. You wanted to be able to use the top of the wall or over the wall, so that was a vertical zrika. Here we're talking about in the Gemara a horizontal zrika, and that's why the Gemara doesn't repeat and use the same term zrika, so that we shouldn't get confused. And what Rav is saying is, since I can only use, for instance, this bar by throwing something far, most people do not have an arm of 16 inches long. 12 inches is already a foot. 16 inches, whew, that would be quite long. How long is your arm? Did you ever measure it?
More than 16 inches, I'm sure.
Yeah, from here to down?
A foot.
Yeah, okay. Over from 10. Here to the foot, one here to another foot. You think there's 2 feet there?
Looks like an arm to me.
Okay. Anyway, looks like an arm. Very good.
That's so funny. Get out.
So they use a fishing pole. They do. They would take like a contraption.
They would have to go and throw the bucket.
They have to be good shots.
They had to be good shots, and they had to be big shots. Yeah. And they attached to the bucket, there was presumably a cord.
Yeah.
It would go and land in the bar, and then draw the water in. They had to be very good at this. And then they would yank it back. So Rav says, since that is not an easy access to using the water, so that's what we call using a derech avir, that you got to throw it. In such a case, says Rav, ain odam oiser. So chotzer aleph doesn't interfere with the rights of chotzer beis, and chotzer beis doesn't interfere with the rights of chotzer aleph, and therefore you don't need the ziz, and you don't need anything.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Could you please explain the simple word interfere in this context?
Sure. Midrabanan, the Chacham said, let's assume that we two live together in two separate houses with a common courtyard, that we both share the same chotzer. What do you use it for? What do I use it for? In the times of Chazal, you would go and park your buggy there with your horses. You would go and perhaps put out some of your dirty laundry that you would want to afterwards go and wash at the seashore, at the riverside. You would go and put pantry items where you had no room in your pantry, you would put it out in this chotzer. So since both you and I use this chotzer together, it's not just yours, it's not just mine. And the Chacham said, oh, so then in a sense, since both of us are using it, this chotzer should be looked upon as a pseudo Rishus HaRabim. Truth of the matter is, Rishus HaRabim in HaTorah, you're talking about 600,000 people, and you're talking about a wide, wide boulevard, you're talking about a major, major thoroughfare
for
and traffic.
For purposes of halakha,
So the Chacham said that if you have more than one person that has rights to a common area, then it becomes like a quasi-Rishus Rabbim. And now, since you and I both live in separate houses, so that is our Rishus HaYochid, if we're going to go and carry things out from our Rishus HaYochid into the Chatz, which is our Rishus Rabbim, then Midrabanan, we're going to be over an Isser of carry. Not Minatoyra, but Midrabanan. So to get out from under that, the Chacham instituted a remedy. And the remedy is making an Erev. So that's what we mean by interfering. The fact that more than one person has the right to go and use a common area, that interferes with the other person's rights. How does it interfere? Because if only I or only you owned this bar and nobody else was able to use it, then I don't need to make an Erev. It's mine. It's not yours. You have no right to even think about this. Well, you can think about it, but it's mine. However, if both of them have equal rights to use it, and then the equal rights to use it, that interferes with the other person's rights and requires you to make an Erev.
I might use a little bit more space than you, and you might want to put stuff.
Even
but
if you don't.
But we're talking about Monday through Friday, putting stuff. This
Monday through Friday is no problem.
But you just, the examples you gave were the month during the week, the whole.
Right.
No, so the
purpose of illustrating with those examples is to show that it is a common area and it belongs to more than one person. If you happen to be the only person in your chotzer, then you don't have to make an Erev. But if you have two people or three people or five people in the same chotzer, then you do have to make an Erev. Why? Because this property, this common courtyard, doesn't just belong to me, it belongs to you and to him and to him, ta-dum, ta-dum. So everybody has to contribute to make it into one residence as if it all belongs to one. So
the fact that I don't own the whole thing and you don't own the whole thing means that I could impinge on your rights and you could impinge on my rights.
Exactly.
And that's what interference means?
That's what interference means, right. Okay. And we don't mean it in a negative sense that, you know, you're interfering or that you're impinging.
Yeah.
We just mean that the rights that we have overlap, and these overlapping rights require people to go and put up an air.
It requires more definition as to what, who can do what.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's if it's within four Amos, four Tvachim. However, if it's beyond four Tvachim, since you can only use a Derech Avir, sticking out your hand and throwing the bucket.
Separate,
and therefore right. So therefore, Rav says you don't have to make an Erev and everything is fine.
Oh, if you can throw, that's all the things right, all these little parts.
Okay. So this is Rav. So therefore, Zokt Gemara, Zokt Abaye. It cannot be that Rav Yehuda is saying this in the name of Rav, because if he's saying the name of Rav, he wouldn't have to put out the Ziz, because according to Rav, it doesn't answer. You can go and throw back and forth. It doesn't answer because my right to throw and your right to throw are totally independent of each other, and they do not establish a common relationship, and you don't need to make an Erev, and everything is fine. Okay, so Abaye L'Chayra proved this point. It's not Rav, it's Shmuel. Frei Timura Ude Shmuel Mehecha. Which Shmuel do we find that Rav Yehuda is quoting? Ilim Mehodi Omer Nachman Omer Shmuel. Maybe from the following. And this is what we had already yesterday in the Gemara. Gaga samach l'rishus harabim. What happens if you have a roof of a building, and that building is right next to rishus harabim? And that's not the standard case that we have throughout our Masechta, because usually every gag is part of a house, and every house is part of a chotzer, and from the chotzer you go into a mavi, and from the mavi you go into rishus harabim. This was one of those interesting cases where you had a building that didn't have a chotzer. Or, if it had a chotzer, it was on the other side of the building. And now this building is right next to Rishus Rabbim. And there are two competing, if you will, interests in using the gag. Number one, the people that live in the house, they want to use a gag because it's part of their house. But also people in Rishus Rabbim. This gag is not talking about that it was the height of an 18-story building. It was relatively low, and you could use it by throwing things on top and leaving it there and coming down again. So Rav Nachman of Mishul said, if you have such a gaga, some of the Shusaram. And Rashi says it's talking about that there are gifufi. Gifufi means that there are hurdles in the ground that wouldn't allow you to get your car right next to the building, just like you have today. Many buildings have these major boulders or things, so that in case you have a terrorist, Khalila, that wants to go and ram into the building with his car, you couldn't because you have these barriers. So you have these barriers called gifufi, and that would make that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim would typically be four tfachim away from the Gag. Oh, our case, it's four tvachim away. What did Shmuel say? That to establish that this Gag is exclusively to be used by the people of the house and not the people of the Gag, so that the not the people of Shisarabim, so that the Shisarabim people do not quote unquote impinge or interfere with the rights of the people that live in the house to use that Gag. You know what you should do? Tzorach Sulam Kavua Leheterai. Go and put in a full-fledged, full-time, permanent staircase between the first floor and the marpeset, or between the marpeset and the gag, or both. Because by this, the owners will show, this is ours. This is exclusively ours. This is not yours, B'nei Rosh HaSarabim. You do something with your own property. Don't get involved with our property. Aha. So what do I see from this? That even though the people in the Rosh HaSarabim are four tvachim away because of those gifufi that Rashi mentions, still Shmuel is concerned they still have rights. So in other words, a person, Odom Oyser al Chaveiroi Derech Aver, even though it's four tvachim, they still have rights. Not like Rav. And that's where Abaye said, oh, that's the Shmuel that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting, in this case of the two Chatzeres. Freitimor, what's the right? Dilmikin Rav Papa. Maybe it's like Rav Papa. Who's Rav Papa? At the very end of yesterday's blot, you remember on the last two lines, Rav Papa says, V'dilmikin Shirama mekatan ola bekumsa v'sudra. The people down below in the Rosh HaSarabim didn't use it to put big peklech up, but rather they used it for very minor items. Kumsa, Rashi said, is koivim. Koivim means hats. And sudra means like a shawl, like a kerchief. And that's what they were, you know, today we would say jackets and things of that nature. And they would put that on top of the gag, because the gag was relatively low. And if they were able to go and kind of throw and put the kumsa, the sudra, on that. And therefore, says the Gemara, you have no raya that Shmuel holds that when you have four tvachim, that a person asks derech avir, because we're not talking about putting up major burdens or loads on the gag, we're only talking about putting these light items. And since these are light items, Rashi says, it's easy even to get close to the koisel, meaning that if you have this big, big box that you want to go and put on the gag, it's very hard for you to go and get through these gifufi, these barriers, because you're schlepping and they're narrow and to get to the wall. However, if all you're doing is you're taking your hat off, you're taking off your jacket or something, that's something you squeeze through. So you want to look at the second toises here in the middle of the Amud, right at the beginning of the wide lines. Dilmukira Papa. Bekumsa Visudra. That's what we quoted from yesterday. Kumsa Visudra, those are the hats and the kerchiefs. In the Habimin, we thought that we're talking about the Rosh HaSarabim using the Gag, that we're using it for heavy loads. That is already in that situation. Normally, the people out in the Rosh HaSarabim are not going to get close to the walls. How would they get these heavy loads on? They would have to go and give a heave and a push and throw it. Who can do something like that? Those people that they carry the masois on their shoulders, and they have them on different types of maklois and different types of sticks. And so what do they do is they will extend the stick towards the gag and kind of give a heave-ho and push the masa onto the stick and onto the gag.
Can everybody please mute?
Yeah, somebody on the Zoom is not muting. Please unmute yourself, if you'd be so kind. Who else is here? Okay. Robert, you please mute yourself, if you'd be so kind. Anyways, continuing on, Ukisharoitz and Mekatov, and when they want to go and lean, Mekatvin al Hagag. So that if they want to put down those peklichs, they put in the gag. V'yish hefzik dalin min avir u legag. As we said before, because of these gifufi, there's four tvachim in between. And that's what we thought in the Havamin is a ride that Shmuel holds it, even though it's four tzvachim in between. I still have to put up that sulam to be able to show people, this is not your property, this is my property. Don't interfere with my usage by using it yourself. But then the story of Mishani, the Gemara ends, becomes a visitor. Shu dover kal, that's a very light item, lightweight item, or a gilnis garb the koisel. For this, you can get close to the koisel because you're not talking about schlepping big, heavy burdens. If they have a derech aven, you don't have to go and throw it. You can almost just put it down nicely and conveniently on the gak. Anyway, so what the Gemara basically is telling us is you have no raya to that Shmuel holds that an odom is oiser al chaveroi derech aven. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ella, I know how Abaye knew. Ella meha. We're back to the Gemara. We're about halfway down. Ella meha. Ze moitzi ziz koshu mamali. Ze moitzi ziz koshu mamali. The halacha that we have here on the top of the omet, that if you wanted to go and draw water from that common bar, you have to build up a ziz, a ledge on this side, and a ledge on that side. Tama di apik. That's not good because you built up your ledge. Holoi apik. If you would not build the ledge, amrinan, we would say, odem oiser al chaveroi derech avir. That's what we'd have to say, that's what Shmuel holds. Now, Rabbi said, before we continue on, this Gemara is a little bit difficult, because we're saying that when we started off with Rav Yehuda's memra at the top of the Amud, a bar shebein shtei chatzeirois muflik from this koisel arbo, and from that koisel arbo you have to be moitzi ziz. So Abaye said, I know who said that halacha. It was not Rav Yehuda saying in the name of Rav, it have to be in the name of Shmuel. How do I know that Shmuel holds that way? So the Gemara initially brought the case of yesterday with the Gag. The Gemara said, no, forget about it. I know Shmuel holds that way from this halacha itself. Yeah, how do I know that this is Shmuel? Maybe this is somebody else. We're trying to find an outside Makar to prove that Rav Yehuda is quoting Shmuel. What's the outside Makar? He's just repeating the same halacha. So therefore, says Rashi, that our understanding now of Abai is different than we understood at the very beginning. At the very beginning, we assumed that and Abaye's Gemara, they left out the words Omer Shmuel. It just said Omer Rav Yehuda. And therefore, Abaye is now scratching his head, figuratively, and he's saying, that Rav Yehuda, he must go according to Shmuel and not according to Rav, because Rav holds Ein Adam Oyser, Shmuel holds Adam Oyser, and everything is great. But now that we no longer have a Makar for Shmuel from that Gemara with the Sulam Kavua, because it could be like Rav Papa, so then how do I know that that's Shmuel? Says Rashi that now we understand the Gemara differently. That Abaye had our girsa, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, same girsa that we have. Bar Shemen Shtechatzeirois, if you want to go and draw the water, you have to make aziz metaziz. So what is now Abaye saying, Hoder of Yehuda, the Shmuel, he? Of course, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Says Rashi, we're now referring to the fourth line, where Rav Yehuda didei Amar, Afilu Kanya, even Konim. And that's what the Abaye is saying is. When Rav Yehuda said Afilu Konim, he's not coming to argue with his Rebbe, with Shmuel. He's coming to explain that Shmuel required the Ziz as a hacker. Since you only need it as a hacker, so you can even put on Konim as a hacker. And that's what Abaye is saying. Ho, the Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda didei, that he said Afilu Kanya, that Shmuel he. Rav Yehuda is attributing that halacha to Shmuel, even though we said before ziz and ziz. So Rav Yehuda, really, it's not necessary. Ziz, I know my Rebbe, I knew him very, very well, and I understood my Rebbe as saying that you don't really need a ziz made out of professional bricks and mortar. Even konim would be sufficient for our purposes. Good. So we've concluded the first part, and we've established that Shmuel holds that Odom Oyser al Chaveroi Derech Avir. And that's why you have to put up the Ziz, or you have to put up the Kanya. But now, Freitimu Udarav Mehecha, since we started off that Abaye said that Rav holds that Ein Odom Oyser al Chaveroi Derech Avir, Rav Mehecha, how do you know Rav? Ilay Meha from the following, and this again we learned yesterday in the Gemara, you have two balconies which are both hanging over a yam, a sea or a river, and you want to be able to go and draw water on Shabbos. So in the balcony you made a nice hole of 4x4. Around the balcony you put up machitzes of 10 tefachim, and now you're going to lower the bucket on Shabbos to go and bring the water up. under normal circumstances, this would be prohibited because of the fact that your balcony, since it's 10 by 4 by 4, we have a situation of a Rishus HaYochid. The water down below has the status of a Karmel is, and you're not allowed to go and draw water or take anything from a Karmel to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid to a Karmel is, you have problems. However, as you remember, we learned yesterday that there's a special kula, Kal Hushe Kilu Chachomim B'mayim Shemachitza Teluya Materes Behen. This balcony has a status of Machitza Teluya, either because it actually has walls coming down, or it has the benefit of what we call good achis mechitzta, which means that we deem there to be walls that go all the way down, and therefore you can go and use those to go and draw up the water. Now, if you only had one gizustra, one such balcony, we wouldn't have any issue. But we have, in fact, two balconies, zula malamizu. Now, the zula malamizu doesn't mean one directly on top of the other one. They're staggered, one a little bit more to the right, one more a little bit to the left. So, if also mechitzel yoyna, if they made all the preparations for the upper one to be able to draw the water, but they didn't do it for the lower balcony, so how will the lower balcony people be able to get their water? They'll have to go and take it from the upper balcony. Why? Because we're assuming that the stores are out of the Polish spring water, and if they want to go and
the lower balcony, they can make a hole in there.
They can, but they didn't. They can, but they didn't. They did not. They could have. They would have. Could have. Would have. Should have. But didn't. So therefore, they want to go and use the upper balcony. And the upper balcony people are nice people. They say, "Sure, you can go and use it together. No problem." Now, how would the lower balcony people use it? They'd have to go and take the bucket, throw it up, and then have it go down again. That's what the Gemara called Zrika v'Shilshul. We had that yesterday. The people that live in the Elyoina, all they would have to do is Shilshul, which means lower the bucket down to the water. The people that live in the lower, they have to roll up, and then they would have to go down through the hole in the middle of the balcony.
How are they allowed to throw it over to the balcony in the first place?
Your question is the Gabi Shabbos?
Yeah. Enough.
It's higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, and if it would have a din of makam tur, particularly if it's over the Rishus HaYochid, then with the Rishus HaYochid goes ad l'rakia. But anyway, so the way they would be able to use it would be to go and throw it up, and to go and have it come down. So what do we say? These two gezus tries. If lo yosu mechitza l'tachtoina, they didn't make the walls and that hole in the bottom balcony, shtein asureis. Both of them would be awesome. Not only would the lower gizustra not be able to draw water in Shabbos, but even the upper one, Achi Arvo, until they would make an Erev together. And Rashi said yesterday, it's talking about that the lower gizustra people contributed to the construction of the mechitzis on the upper gizustra, as well as making the hole. So it's not as if that the upper people can go and say, we spent $1,000 on this and you want to be freeloaders? No, they weren't freeloaders. They contributed. But because of the fact that both of them have rights to go and draw the water, again, whenever you have two having rights, you have this interference or impinging, and therefore you have to make an error. Okay, we didn't mention Rav until now, but now the Amravun Amrav, Lo Yishana, when do you say that both of them are Aser? Ela Bismucha, that Stavka, that the two Gizustroys, the two balconies, are very close to one another. Amaflegis Arba. However, if there's a distance of at least 4 tefachim, then Elyoina Muteris, then the Elyoina is Muter on its own. V'tachtoina is Asura. Now, what's the reason why Mufleges is different? Because the only way that the lower people can go and use it is Derech Avir, through throwing. And that's Rav Lishitosai. Rav says, Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Avir. And since it's Mufleg means that the distance is at least 4 tefachim, you can't just go and nicely hand it over, but you gotta go and do mit azrika, mit an avir, and therefore the halacha is, according to Rav, that the lower gezustra will not interfere or impinge on the rights of the upper gezustra, and therefore the upper one is muteres, v'tachtoin asura. So on the surface we seem to have a good raya, that's in fact Rav's halacha, that ein odom oisra al chaver der chaver. But the Gemara says, no. Dil mashani ocha, the kibun de lezeb is rika v'shulshul. Ulezeb is shulshul l'chudei, ki lezeb is rika lezeb pesach tami. Maybe it has absolutely nothing to do with this new chidush of Ein Adam Oyser Al Chaver Dere Chaver. Maybe the reason why the upper people have the exclusive rights to use it and the lower people cannot is because, let's think about this for a moment. Who has the greater degree of accessibility to using this hole to be able to draw the water? So obviously the upper guys, because Lizeh, meaning the lower people in the lower Gezistra, they have to bezrika, they have to throw it up, and Shilshul, then it has to go down through the hole. Ulizeh, but the people that live in the upper balcony, they don't have to throw anything, they just lower it down b'Shilshul l'chudei. And therefore says Yimara, that's kilizeh bezrika lizeh b'pesach dami, which we already learned yesterday, that if one side can easily go and have access, the other one can only have access by throwing something up. Remember we said, for instance, if you have a wall between two chatzeros, and that wall is 10 tvachim tall, on the one side the ground level is 10 tvachim below, so to be able to use the top of the wall you'd have to throw. On the other side of the wall, the level of the land is a little bit higher, so it's only 5 tvachim from the ground, 8 tvachim from the ground. So then this is Bezrika, and this is Bepesach Dami, and what's it then? We're going to go and give the rights to carry and the rights to use the wall to the people on the Pesach Dami. So here too, the people that are in the Elyoina, they're Shilshul, and the people in Nachtoina is Rika and Shilshul. So that's why the reason we give it to the upper guys and not to the lower guys, having nothing to do with this new rule of Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaver Derech Avir. Says the Mordechai, you're right. El Mihodr Nachman Omer Rav Ravu Omer Rav. I have another Rav, and now we're going to prove it for sure. Shnei batim, you have two houses. V'sholosh churvayz b'neim, and in between the two houses you have three broken down homes, which unfortunately were destroyed in some sort of building collapse. We don't know why, when, where, but in the mice you have three churvas. At the moment the Gemara is assuming that you have now a row of five houses. On the up on the rightmost house is a bayis, full-fledged house which runs beautifully. The leftmost is also a wonderful bayis. And in between you have these three harvests, which are basically uninhabited, and perhaps not even inhabitable. And we have an edis showing a beautiful picture in the art scroll, where the three middle houses are really down to the ground.
Walls.
No walls, nothing. Okay. So now, what's the halacha on Shabbos? What can you use, what can you not use? So says the Gemara, Zem mishtamish besamach shaloi al yedei zrika, v'zem mishtamish besamach shaloi al yedei zrika. Zem mishtamish means that, for instance, the right bias, he can use the charva which is right next to him, that's the rightmost charva, and on the other hand, the left bias can use the Chorva, which is closest to him, the leftmost Chorva, because each one of them can be Mishtamish B'samach Shalai. Al Yidei Zrika, by lowering Shoshul here and him. V'mtoy, in the middle one, is Osir to both of them. So what is the Raya so far that we're trying to bring that Rav holds Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveri Derech Aben? So Rashi explains it's very simple. Since I have the two houses from the two sides, and I have the three Chorvas from the middle, and Rashi says that there was no real doorway from the bias to these three chorvas, either the right bias or the left bias, there was no Pesach, but they did have a chaloyim. So I, who live in the rightmost bias, I could theoretically use all three of the chorvas. It's just a question of how much I'm going to go and throw. If I just throw a little bit, it's going to land in the first chorva. Throw it a little bit more with more strength in the second. And if I put in my Whitey Ford pitch, it's going to go all the way. For the Yankees a couple of years ago. Yeah, he didn't play for the Knicks. He played it for the Yankees a couple of years ago. Anyway, so he had a good arm, and he would throw it all the way into the third chorva.
60 years ago.
A few years ago, yeah. Before your time. Anyway, anyway, it wasn't Mickey Mantle, because Mickey Mantle was a hitter. He wasn't a pitcher. Yeah, I know.
He just died a couple of weeks ago.
Who? Mickey Mantle? Who? Mickey Mantle?
Whitey Ford.
Oh,
he was just there.
Who were you?
I was not invited to the Labaya. What can you do?
That was social distancing.
Social distancing. Okay.
Again, face mute.
Okay, anyway, so getting back to what we're talking about. So theoretically, the person who lives in the rightmost house could use all three harvests by throwing. The guy in the leftmost house, he can use all three harvests by throwing. So why do we allow the rightmost house to use the rightmost Charva, after all, the ability of the leftmost house person to go and throw a ball all the way into the charva next to my house, in other words, to cross through three charvas, that he can throw. So why am I allowed to go and use my charva? He can use his charva. Why isn't my ability to go and throw in the avir from my house through charva 1 to charva 2 to charva 3, why doesn't that disturb and interfere with his right to use his charva? And why doesn't his right to use mine interfere with my right to use my charva? Because ein adam oiser al chaveri derech avir. So that's the right. Very, very nice. So now, this stickle Torah was repeated now, Yosef bar Rav Bruna, v'ka'omul ha-shmaitza. So Rav Bruna repeated this whole stickle Torah, that this is the way Rav holds, that ein odom oiser al-chaveroi derech avir. Omule Reb, here it says Reb Elezer, but that's a mistake, because Rav Bruna was obviously an Amoira, he's repeating the name of Rav, and there is no Amoira by the name of Reb Elezer. The only Reb Elezer that we find is the Tana Reb Elezer ben Horkinus, but like many of these mistakes, it's Reb Elozer. And there were two Reb Elozers. It was Reb Elozer in the Mishnah, Reb Elozer ben Shemua, and we have Reb Elozer ben Pedos, who was the Amoyan. So Reb Elozer ben Pedos heard this, and he said, Bar Be Rav, he's addressing Rav Bruna, and he's saying, young Torah scholar, young ben yeshiva ben Torah, Omer Rav Hochi, did Rav really say that? Omer Leyen, yes, Rav really said that. You know, do me a favor, tell me, where does Rav live? Achvi, they say, you know, turn the right corner, make a left, to make a right, and then straight ahead. V'achakach tishal, like they say in Israel. Yeah, you go here, Ramzorim, and then v'achakach tishal. Yeshar, yeshar, v'achakach tishal. So, he finally got there. Osla kamid Rav, Rav Loza now presented himself in front of Rav. Omalei, Omer Mar Hochi, did you taka say this halacha with the three chorvis, that the rightmost and the leftmost are mutter to each other respectively, and the middle one is osur? Omalei, yeah, that's what I said. Omalei v'marhu di omar, l'zeh b'shulshul u'l'zeh b'zrika, shnei asurin. Yesterday, we had a big machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, where we said, you remember, we started off, if l'zeh b'pesach, they interfere with each other. L'zeh b'shulshul, l'zeh b'shulshul, they interfere with each other. L'zeh b'zrika, they interfere with each other. Everybody agreed, shnei asurin. What happens l'zeh b'shulshul? Lowering, and the other one is throwing things up, which has a greater right. And Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said the Shulshul people have a better right because it's easier. This is their benachas, and this is Tashmish Bekosha. Exactly, Shkoyach, Brother Shai. Masha Enkein, according to Rav, said, no, it makes no difference. Shulshul and Zrika are both equally cumbersome or difficult, uncomfortable, and so they Shnei Masur. So over here, why don't we say the same thing? That if I live right next to the right chorva, so I'm using it b'shulshul. The guy on the other side is using it b'zrika. Why don't they say Shnei Masurim, one asers on the other? Omalei. So Rav answered me, Savris de Kaimi Kishura, Loi de Kaimi Kachatsuva. The way we pictured the three chorvas until now, that there were three in a row, and therefore we had five houses in a row, two which were intact, the rightmost and the leftmost, and the three in between. Tells me, no. It's not kishura, a line. Rather, kechatzuva. Chatzuva is like a triangle or a tripod. What do we mean a triangle or tripod? So we have a picture here in the Gemara, which gives you at least a sense of what all of this is about. You see, on the top it says bias, on the bottom it says bias, and in between we have our three chorvas.
There's a picture here.
Oh, we have another picture also in the art scroll. Thank you, Ed. So the three chorvas are not in a row, but rather two are in a row. In other words, they are attached to one another. And then there's one in back of it. That's what he means by a triangle or a tripod, that you have two, and you have one in the back. Oh, so this is a different story. Okay, now how does that answer the question? Fine, so it's chatzuva. So was helped us, man? So therefore, we have to look at the Rashi, where the Rashi is going to explain. Rashi, Misavras Davidi Kishura. You go down almost halfway down the Amid. Misavras Davidi Kishura. Zu Eitzel Zu. Are you suggesting that all three were one in the row? That were all three in a row? Shetei Achitzoina Mafsekes Ben Habayis Ule Emetzoi. That you're saying that the outer one goes and separates between the house and the middle, meaning, since we have three altogether, L'choira, the two outer chorvis are hefsik between each house and the emtsoi. That's how you understood it originally. That's why you're asking. Odom oiser derech avir. That person can be oiser derech avir because zeh b'shulshul b'zeh b'zrika. Abaye and Arabaye. Rav said yesterday that both of them aser on each other. No. I hold aser that odom oiser derech avir really. Tek shiloch smuchen nami. So you're asking that these smuchen should also be aser. You are attributing to me that I hold odom oiser derech avir. No. Loi davidika chatzuva. Ushloshten smuchen lebatim. Three of them, the three, are close to the batim, but not in a row. The middle one is corresponding to the two. Like you'd have a tripod that's holding up a kankan, a barrel. The two which are close to each other, this is Rav Lishitosoi, that Ein Odom Oisel Chaveiro Derech Avir. Why is the emtsoi aser? The shneiim mishtamshim ba bishulshul or reshush neiim he. Ah, because that back one, in fact, both surrounding houses from the right and from the left, they have equal rights and equal usage and equal accessibility. They're both shneiim bepesach or shneiim bezrika or shneiim bishulshul. It's exactly the same because it's attached to both of them. The avgav the shneiim asmucha is prutzais leemtsoi, even though the front ones are parts to the one in back. Who usually we say that when one wall is parts, that destroys the Erev or destroys the Rishos. Here it doesn't because there's no Tashmish Gomer because it's a Charva. Anyway, so bottom line, what the Gemara is saying is that Rav responded to Rav Bruna that it was Rav Bruna, it was Rav Blazer, that is. The Rav Blazer, you thought that we're talking about that you have the three Chorvis in a row. No, it's two chorvis in a row and one chorva in back. And the two chorvis, which are in front, that you don't say that one asses on the other, because one of them is right next to it, and the other one you have to throw. And ein adam oiser al chaveiro derech avir. Why is the middle one oser? Because there's nothing mafsik. It's in the back. It's like this tripod, like this triangle. Both of them have the same pesach, the same access to it. And that's already within four tvachim. Everybody can go and just dump things through the window. And therefore, that's why everybody would agree that it's awesome. We're 6-7 lines in the top of the Amud. Let us say that Shmuel, that holds Odom Oyser Achaveiro Derech Avir, disagrees with the following Rav Dimi. Who's Rav Dimi? The Chios Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mokum Shein by Dalet Al Dalet. If you have a small area, which is less than 4x4, we've had this Gemara already a number of times. We've had it both here in Erevin and even in Masechta Shabbos, that if you have like an omud, which is in between the Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid, but it's not enough to be its own Rishus, it's a mock up tour because it's less than 4x4 and presumably it's less than 10 tvachim tall, so it's a mock up tour. What's it? Din mutl bnei Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid, the katef olav, both the people that live in Rishus Rabbim and the people in Rishus Yochid, they can be mekatef, they can go and put down their hats or their jackets on that omud, on that place. But make sure that the people that coming from the Rishus Rabbim do not switch their hats or their jackets with the Rishus Yochid people, and vice versa. Okay, now why not? After all, if we're talking according to Shmuel says that I'm very concerned, and I'm so concerned I have to go and build zizim and put out konim as a hecker that people shouldn't go and make mistakes. So it would appear that Shmuel disagrees with Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can freely be mekatef olav and you don't have to worry about putting out a ziz. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why there's a difference. Hashem Shui is the Araisa. There you talk about a Shus Rabbi, Shus Yochid. It's not necessary to make any special safeguards or hekers. Hacha, you talk about a Shui is the Rabbanan. You're talking about two chatzeros, Shus Rabbanan. So now, normally we would say, A Rishus Rabbanan is more kuladik, it's more lenient then it's just deraisa. So if you're allowing by the shuyas deraisa that both of them can be mekatef olav, and you don't have to put out a ziz or a heker, so shouldn't that be the same case by uns where you're talking about a shuyas derabana? Says he, "Where yeah, but v'chacham also chizik dereim yoyis mishol toira." Occasionally, the Gemara says this type of concept that sometimes the chachamim felt that for people to go and abide by this rule, they had to add additional safeguards, which they did not add to the Dinei Torah. Did Rav say, like we've quoted him on the Amud Aleph, that Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Avir, for Itmar Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzile Rishas Rabim, you have two houses on two sides of Rishas Rabim. And the person wants to go and throw from one house to the other house. Rabbi Ravuna Omer, Rav, also Lizrik Mizel Lezeh, you're not allowed to. Ushmul Omer, Mut Lizrik Mizel Lezeh, you are allowed to. Now what's the problem according to Rav? Rav says, Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Avir. So he's saka throwing horizontally from one house to the other house. What is the Isser involved? What is the problem? Oh, Malaysia, he told him, Lam Yukimna, don't you remember that we explained that we're talking about the Midli Chad or Mitzi Chad? The two houses were not directly parallel to one another, but one was higher and one was lower. And therefore, you know what happens? When the lower people are throwing to the higher people, they might miss. And instead of the ball or whatever they're throwing landing on the other side and the other bias, sometimes it's going to go and fall to the ground to the shusram in between, and the person is going to get down from his bias all the way down onto street level. He's going to go to shusram. He's going to pick up that item to take it back. He doesn't want to lose it. That's the chashash according to Rav. There's no problem of a person being asr al chaveri derechave. That wasn't the issue. The issue over here is a person by mistake might come to carry from the shusram into shusayachid. That's why Rav said, don't do it, don't throw from one to the other. Now, admittedly, the Gemara until now was somewhat of a challenge, but the good news is that from here to the bottom of the Amid, things are much simpler. And basically what our Mishnah, the Gemara, is going to tell us is, talking again about Hilchos Eruv Echatzeres, where do you place the Eruv, and who is Mechuyev to participate in the Eruv? And the answer to both of those questions is the same. It all depends whether it's a base dira. Base dira means whether it is a residence. And therefore, the only place that you can go and place your Erev is where people reside. Because the whole inyan of placing an Erev is to make a symbolic joint residence, that instead of having five people living in five separate houses, it's as if all five people live in house one. Because that's where the Erev is, and that's where the residence, at least symbolically, for all the other four families, besides the family that actually lives there. But it's got to be a place that people live in. So therefore, I know you said, Eruv in a Beis Shar. If you were to go put an Erev in a Beis Shar, in the gatehouse, or an Achsadra or Marpeset, Achsadra is a gazebo, or some other fancy, or what do they have, other fancy terms for it in the art scroll, or Marpeset, somewhere elevated. A portico, shoy. So portico, it's a gazebo, or marpeset, some sort of porch. Eina Erev, because these are places that people don't live. The reason why people don't live in a Beis Shar, because it's a gatehouse, it's not a living quarter. The reason why people don't live in a chsadra or marpeset, because it doesn't have normal walls. It's pretty an open-air gazebo, or portico, or porch. You don't live there, Eina Erev, not Nishka Erev. Mahador Shem, sorry? Right.
Would you consider the marpeset to be a dwelling place too, because you build a sukkah there?
Yeah, this is a different type of marpeset than that marpeset you're talking about. This is a type that people don't live on. It's just an open landing. You're right, during sukkahs people might build a sukkah, but throughout the year it's not used as a residence, it's used as a place that people just walk through. So none of these Eilei Erev. Just like, for instance, if you have five people around the common chotzer, you cannot leave the Erev in the chotzer, because people don't live in the chotzer. People live in the houses. So you have to leave the Erev inside the house. You can't leave it at Chsadra or Marpeses. V'ador Shem, if someone, in fact, does live in the Beishar Achsad or Marpeses, he does not have to contribute towards the Erev. Any Oyser Olav, because only residents when we say resident, meaning normal, regular resident, not these people that are a little, I don't want to say that they're abnormal, but they're certainly not regular. They're irregular residents because they live in quarters that people don't typically live in.
Like
so homeless? Yeah, like homeless, yeah. Now, Beisa Tevin, Beisa Bakr, Beisa Eitzim, Beisa Oitzris, Harizah Erev, Ador Shem Oitzer. Now, although we don't normally think of storage bins and places as places where people live, however, this is a very necessary adjunct or annex to your house. For to be able to live in your house, you have to have the Tevin, the straw, to be able to go and use it for instance, for animal fodder, or in case you have to repair and make a new brick, you use the Tevin to manufacture bricks. Ubeis a bakar, where the animals are. Ubeis eitzim, where you have your fuel, you have your wood to go and fuel up the fireplace and the as well as the oven and the stove. Ubeis oitzis, in your pantry. Har is the eir of this is an eir vardosha. Moise, a person who lives there, does aser, because this is part and parcel of daily living. So a person who lives there, that's considered to be a regular resident, and therefore he has to contribute. And you can deposit your Erev in one of these places. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is coming off on another halacha, really unrelated. Im yeshem tfisas yachol balabayis einoy oiser. Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, what happens if you have an owner that is leasing one of the houses in the chotzer? Who do you have to go to for purposes of the Erev? Do you go to the owner or do you go to the tenant? So says Rabbi Yehuda, it really depends on whether the owner has any tfisas yad. Tfisas yad means whether he left any furniture or any other possessions within that tenant's house. If he did, then he's still continuing to use it, even though he's not using it on a full-time basis. The tenant is, but nevertheless, he has a tfisas yad. Tfisas yad means that he has some continuing, not just a financial interest, he owns it, but a physical interest because he uses it for storing things or putting things in. And then the tenant would not aser, but rather you can go straight to the owner, and the owner is considered to be the one that owns this place and lives there, and therefore he's the guy that you would deal with. Zoktimar, I'm Rav Yehuda Breda of Shmuel Bar Shilas. Now Rav Yehuda Breda of Shmuel Bar Shilas expands on the first halacha of our Mishnah, and that is the person who places the Erev in a Beishar, Achsad or Marpeses, that it's not an Erev, etc., and that if you live there, you don't have to participate in the Erev. So it says Rav Yehuda, Kol makom she'omru hador sham einoy oiser, any makom, in other words, any building that we say, a person who lives there doesn't aser, does not have to contribute towards the Erev, like the Beishar, Achsad, and Marpeses, and oiser nesaruvei einoy Erev, if you were to place your Erev in one of those makomis, no good. Chutz mi Beishar di Yochid, except for the case of Beishar di Yochid. Now, why is Beishar di Yochid separate? So Rashi says that our Mishnah is talking about a Beishar Dirabin. And the reason why it's not considered to be a Mokum Dira, because if this is a gatehouse to a Chotzer that is owned by numerous individuals, so then if you were to go and live there or place your Erev there, that's not a normal place to live. You have every minute, every hour, every day, people traipsing through the Beishar, people that are coming into the Chatzar. They have to ring the bell or they have to knock, and the gatekeeper allows them to go through the Beishar into the Chatzar. So therefore, that would not be a normal place to live. Nobody wants to live where there's access to 100 people constantly walking through his living room or through his bedroom or a dining room. However, if it happens to be a private individual, so then he's the only one that goes through his own Beishar, except for an occasional guest or something like that. So therefore, you could deem that to be a proper living quarters. So that's why Beishar the Yochid would be considered a Mokum Dira. Even though the Chacham said that certain places you cannot go and put an Erev down, for instance, in a chotzer, but you can go and put down a shituf. Shituf means a shituf muvois. That is, a number of chatzeres getting together. They want to have rights to go and carry in the mavoi. That's called a shituf muvois. That you can go and put the shituf muvois even in a non-resident. Because the whole inyan of eruv chatzeres, when you're having an eruv of people living around the chotzer, you want them all to reside in one place. Here we're not talking about residences, here we're talking about being mishtatef ula mishtuf mavoi, so therefore you can put it into another area as well. Chutz mi'av movi, but don't put in the movi itself, because movi, nobody lives in the movi. People are only walking. It has to go in something, or at least something close to a residence, as we'll see. Pray Gimon Maika Mashul and Tanina. L'choyra, the first part of Yehuda Breda of Shmuel, where he says that Kamokim She'omra Hadarshim Eini Oyser Chutz Beishar, etc. Pray Gimon Tanina, just Chutz in the Mishnah. Hanoyser Zerubi Beishar Achzadu Marpeses Eini Eirev. So it says very clearly it's not an Eirev. And I can be medayik Eirev Hudlo Yavah Shittav Avet. But you can't put your Eirev over there, but you can put your Shittav over there. So what is Rav Yehuda being Mechadish? Everything Mori is telling us two things. Number one, Beishar the Yochid. That was the first halacha that he said, Chutz, the Beishar the Yochid, there you can place an Eirev. And that would be considered a place that a person who he resides there would have to contribute towards the Eirev. And Avet Mavi is Trichalei. In the Mishnah, Taka says that you can go and put the Erev in various places, even in, for instance, into a, if you're talking about multiple Chatzeres, you can put it into a Chatzer, but don't put it in the Mavli. The more Taka says, Taina Mihochi, we learned in a Braisa, Hanoisen Seru Bebeishar Achsarum HaPesas Ube Chatzer Ube Mavoi, if you put your Erev in a Chatzer or a Mavoi, Harizeh Erev. Frank Timura, make up your mind. You cannot put an Erev in a Beishar, Achsad and Barpeses, Chotzer and Mavi. But a Shituf you can. Harizeh Shituf. Again, the difference between Shituf and Mavois and Erev and Chatzeres. Shituf and Mavi, Loi Minter. You're saying you're allowed to go and put the Shituf in the Mavi? We said before that even the Mavi you cannot put it, because it's leminter, there is nothing, nothing protecting it from being trampled upon by the traffic. When you finish off that braisa, don't say ubechotzer ubemovi, but say bechotzer shevemovi. That if you're talking about a shetuf mavois, you can place it into a chotzer, but don't place it into a mavi. And now the Gemara quotes a Gemara that we had before. It's a Friday afternoon, and the Bnei Chabura are together. They're eating a Suda. Doesn't say what type of Suda. Maybe it was a Suda's Hoidah, Suda's yard site, a Bris, a Bar Mitzvah, Pinyon Ben, whatever. They're sitting together. And unfortunately, there were many, 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 many drushes. A problem that we have nowadays at our Simchas as well. Oh, and the drushes are so long that somebody looks at his watch and says, the Kiddush HaLeil Miyah, wow. Sun is going down. It's going to be Shabbos in another few minutes. What do we do? Pasha al Shulchan, the pas that they're eating from, which is on the table at that time, Simcha Levi Shemeir, they're going to say, you know what? This pas, it's a pas tzu, that this should be for the Erev, and since we are all co-owners of this pas, because we're eating at this table, we're going to designate this for the Erev for everybody. V'yamrilon, others said another version, Mishim Shituf, that we can go and set aside this pas for Shituf. Sounds like these are two different halachas. If the party or if the suda is taking place inside a house, so then this would be appropriate to make this pas into an Erev, because you have to place an Erev in a residence, in a house. The second case where he said that you're using Mishim Shituf, come Mishim Bechotzer. They had one of these social distancing open air parties where they're not going inside Chas V'Shalom, they're outside with a tent, and everybody is at least 6 feet from one another, and everybody's wearing masks even whilst they're eating. Anyway, so all Mesum Bechotzer, and now you have pas on the table. Use that now for Shituf and Mavois. Amalei Abayi L'Rabba, Tani B'Sayelach, I'll bring a Raya. Eruv Chatzeris Bechotzer V'Shituf and Mavois B'Mavoi. Eruv Chatzeris you can place in the Chotzer, Shituf Mavois you can place in the Mavoi. For a big Tvaiti Yomara. V'avidim by Eruv Chatzeris you can place in the Chotzer, but not. I know you see the Eruv B'Beishar Achzadu Marpeses. In Eruv, you have to put it in a house, in a residence. How can you put it in the Chotzer? Every Mara, that's what he meant. One of the houses which is adjoining this chatzah, you put it in that residence. And now similarly, when it said that you're noising shitufoy, shituf mavois, even though the Braisa said, noising this roof, you can go and put it in the mavoi, doesn't really mean the mavi, shituf mavois means mechatzah sheba mavi. So each time when you're talking about around the common courtyard, then you have to buy it because you're talking about a residence. When you're getting chatzeres together to be able to carry into a mavoi, that's not a residential issue. It's more of a commercial issue, if you will. And so therefore you go and place it even a chatzer. But you can't put it in the mavoi because nobody owns the mavoi. That's just Rishus Rabbim Dik, if you will, just free traffic coming back and forth. Can't put in the Mobi, you have to put in the Chotze Sheba Mobi. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Does anybody have any questions? Hearing none from the Zoom people, we wish you all a wonderful day. Ah, Reb Shloimeh, you have a question from Yerushalayim.
Quick one. Going back to those, to the Marquette, the landings.
Yes, the landings. Well, we were saying yesterday that if you have in between the chatzer and the marpeses, you have, for instance, a wall, or you have a charitz, who has the right to go and use it? So we said that the people in the chatzer, they, people in the marpeset can use the shushul, and if the wall in between the chatzer and the marpeset is 10 tvachim tall, then the people in the chatzer have to do bezrika. So they do bezrika, throwing something up. The people that live in the marpeset go and use it by lowering things down. So we had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel yesterday. Rav said, if lezeh bezrika ulezeh beshulshul, shnei nasur. But Shmuel said, shulshul is easier than zrika, and therefore we're going to go and give the right of access to the marpeset people and not to the chatzer. Good. Oh. Have a wonderful day. Some people had a question. Rav Shor? You're Rav Shor in Flatbush? What's his
Jewish name? Avram ben Shifra.
Avram ben Shifra.
Rav Shor had a stroke. So there's a big time. Avram ben Shifra. Zok Avram Shemayim, whatever that means.
What was this?